to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
I've got three people that are fantastic. I think Newt is a fantastic person. I think Chris Christie is a fantastic person, been a friend of mine for 15 years, just a fantastic person. And there's Mike, and Mike has done a great job as governor of Indiana. But I haven't made a final decision.
That was Donald Trump last night on Fox News. And that last little thing he said about not making a final decision has some people scratching his head, because widely reported in many news organizations yesterday that Donald Trump has settled on Mike Pence, the governor of Indiana, as his running mate. Joining us on the line right now to help us sort all this out is David Hawking, senior editor at Roll Call. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right. So most people believe that it's Pence. But then Donald said he hasn't made his final decision. Where are we this morning?
That is where I am this morning. I think that we will not know until he stands up at the podium and presumably with one of those three. What we do know is that after the terrorist attacks last night, Mr. Trump canceled indefinitely. Has not rescheduled the announcement news conference, which was supposed to be in New York at 11 o'clock this morning. And because of the terror attack, that was called off, and his announcement just said more details to come, and we don't have any more details. We still think it's Mike Pence at CQ Roll Call. We were among the first to report this. We're pretty confident that that's who he had settled on, at least as of all day yesterday. If something happened at the end of the day last night, I'll admit I don't know about it.
All right, so just to follow up a little further here, Pence was seen going to New York, right?
Pence physically, I'm not sure. Did we see him going to New York? We saw many of his people going to New York,
yeah.
And we didn't see representatives of any of the other campaigns going to New York. And
where in the world is Mike Pence right now?
That's right. And one other thing, apparently today is the last day for him to withdraw his bid to be run for re-election as governor. And that has not yet happened, as I understand it.
That is exactly right. So that's the squeeze that Mike Pence is in. The time squeeze here is that he has until noon today to file paperwork to get his name off the ballot as governor of Indiana. Unlike in some other states, you can't run for both the presidency and the vice presidency and some other job at the same time. You know, four years ago, when the Republican vice presidential nominee was Paul Ryan, he was able to run for vice president and for re-election to Congress at the same time, and we know where that led. He's now the Speaker of the House. But that's not the case in Indiana. Some cynics would say that this is a good 11th hour escape hatch for Mike Pence, because he is not nearly as popular a governor in Indiana as he once was, and was actually facing a pretty seriously competitive race for re-election, and getting out while the getting's good could work for him.
David Hawkings is our guest senior editor at Roll Call, and you mentioned, unless something happens between now and the announcement, you still think it's going to be Mike Pence. Well, one thing did happen, and that was the terror attack in France yesterday. And I wonder, given that, how is, based on your experience with Mike Pence, how are his national security and anti-terrorism credentials, and how will they come into play here in this decision-making process?
Well, in terms of sort of formal defense and foreign policy credentials, Mike Pence has those. He was on when he was in Congress, and he was in Congress for a dozen years, essentially all the entirety of the last decade through 2012. He was on the House Foreign Relations Committee. He became a senior member of that committee. His calling card there was not so much anti-terror as it was he was seen as a very strong voice for Israel in the Congress, something that was sort of important for Trump to shore up that that part of the Republican base that he's relying on. So no claims to be sort of a terrorism expert, except that he was in the leadership. He was the number three Republican in the House leadership for a time, and because of that, you know, was read in on most most defense and foreign policy matters of the day. So, yes, I think he knows this stuff and probably has at least as many claims to this as the other two. And by the other two, I mean Governor Christie and former Speaker Gingrich.
Listen, with Trump saying last night on the Greta Van Susteren show that he had not made his final choice, I just wonder if this is sort of, I mean, look, he lost control of the story yesterday. There's no doubt about that. If indeed it was Mike Pence, he lost the surprise. He lost being in control of it. And I'm just wondering whether that's just an attempt by him to sort of, you know, tweak the media for getting out ahead of him and making the announcement. What do you think?
I think that's very possible. I think that, you know, we all have come in the last 6 months to try and do our best to, I don't say psychoanalyze because that's not the press's job, but to at least understand, you always want to understand the psychology of whatever politician you're covering. And Donald Trump has developed a pretty clear pattern of trying to inject elements of surprise and spontaneity into almost everything he does. So I think that what you just said is right on. He really wanted the element of surprise. He sort of wanted the drama. And the combination of the leaks that came out yesterday afternoon, making it clear that Pence was number one with a bullet on his list, and then what happened in France last night has taken all that away.
And if he withdraws at noon today, it's all but certain, right?
I'm sorry?
If he withdraws from the governor's race by noon today, it's pretty much a fait accompli, right?
That would certainly be a strong signal that he has that he thinks he's got the gig. Yes, it would.
Okay, let's get back to who Mike Pence is as a person. You said he was part of Republican leadership. There's sort of a big movement within the party, obviously, against what's considered the Republican establishment. Is Mike Pence a Republican, an establishment Republican?
You know, that's a great question. I describe him as having executed one of the great sort of outsider turned insider moves in my time watching Congress, which is to say, when he came to Congress, he was very much an outsider. He was a leader of the Republican revolutionaries of his day. He actually, in his third term, became the chairman of this thing called the Republican Study Committee, which in those days, a decade ago, was the home base for the most hard right in among the House Republicans, the most conservative 100 or so Republicans. They are now viewed, you know, 10 years later as the second most conservative group next to the Freedom Caucus. But when he was first in Congress, yes, he was a leader of that sort of combustible, combative, conservative crowd. And then he tried to leverage that into a run for the leadership. He got trounced by John Boehner in 2006. And some people thought, well, that's the end of Mike Pence's ambitions. And incredibly, 2 years later, with Boehner's endorsement, he got this job as the number three person in the leadership.
And now, then he got out of the House of Representatives to run for governor, and everyone thought that was a move to possibly seek a national office, and now here he is on the brink of being on a national ticket. It's an amazing story. David Hawkins, thanks for giving us so much insight on it.
David, thank you very much. Good
to
have you.
Thank you, guys.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big.